This Masters Weekend preview of the show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise has free picks every day for every sport. Check out all their expert plays and betting news at PicksWise.com. That's PicksWise.com.
Hi, this is Merrill Hodge, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram Dog?
Oh, it's Masters weekend. Hey, there is nothing. Honestly, the best thing about living in California, I'm sure a lot of places it's nice right now. Yeah. But the best thing about living in California is that every single year, I feel like on either Saturday, Sunday, sometimes Friday, playing golf, Masters weekend.
Summer is here. We got out on the links earlier today.
Did not play well.
No, but our buddy Justin Decker, he had a great round. A lot of fun, man. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the first couple of rounds of the Masters. We are, of course, are going to give out some more picks we like for the rest of the weekend. Check in on what we've got so far, and we're taking your calls live on Locker Room. We're also live on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, answering your questions in there. But let's hear your voice. Hop on the Locker Room line. You can download the app over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Click through the Locker Room banner, and we're also going to be joined by Boston Capper, who will be calling in co-host of the Golf Gambling Podcast. A quick unfortunate news, Ryan, of course, friend of the program, longtime contributor, Darkman X, AKA DMX, has passed away. So in honor of DMX, we will do a 21 bark salute. See if I can get, there you go. Not actually going to do all 20, but a shout out to DMX. Gone, not forgotten. He will live on forever in our soundboard. So that's a bummer hearing about him. But we're here talking Masters.
Well, and the perfect person to follow the DMX almost 21 bark salute is let's see if he we've invited him to join. So we'll see if he can figure this out. Mr. Boston Capper.
RIP DMX, man. I read those reports where he was supposedly pulling through.
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth news on the DMX front, but yeah, fortunately the guy passed away, and yeah.
Well, let's honor him by giving out some stone cold locks in the Masters.
Some of the dogs transitioning back to the Masters. Some of the dogs we gave out have been barking pretty strong, including Will Zalatoris. I had him in the DFS lineup. Talked about him top 10. He's -6 tied for second. Sean.
Brooks letting us down.
Yes.
Yeah, Brooks letting down. Will Z, man. I mean, listen, I think somebody posted in the Slack. He looked like the fucking caddy from Happy Gilmore. That was hilarious. I mean, he legitimately looks just like him.
He does.
Insane.
Will Zalatoris does have those vibes. Before we get into the full recap, of course, want to remind people to check out the Win Betting app over at winbet.com. Very easy to use. You want to get in on all this golf action, of course, NBA, NHL, MLB, it's all happening every day. The action of Las Vegas in the palm of your hands, and better yet, up to a $500 risk-free bet when you download the app, WYNNbet.com. Download the app today, WinBet. All right, Capper, what are the big takeaways from these first 2 days at the Masters?
Yo, you completely cut out. You're going to have to ask me that again. I had to get off the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to step outside the restaurant I'm drinking at.
Sounds like there's a lot of chatter going on.
Listen, man, I'm outside by the Dirty Mops to do this goddamn hit. Okay.
I like it. He's in the back alley giving us a radio.
I take it Kaffer didn't do so well in the first couple rounds.
What biggest?
No, listen, I did fine today. I got my teeth kicked in. Today was terrible. Today was like 1-4-3 on matchups. But listen, whatever. I did fine yesterday. I think I did fine.
What were the major takeaways, Kaffer, for the Masters
from today? Like, listen, they definitely softened the course up. It was nuts. Like we talked about earlier in the Slack chat. Like you could tell they watered the greens, even though they still looked like shit because it was ball max. Like the first couple groups out, and yesterday there was no ball marks, so we knew scoring was going to be plentiful today, and it certainly was. But I mean, it's kind of a crazy leaderboard, man. I mean, if you look at it, it's really not who you think it would be, right? Like fucking Rose, Will Z. Like, listen, I know you love him, Sean, and this will be crazy, right? Because if Will Z wins it, he'll be the first time a debutant wins it since Fuzzy Zeller. Do you know who that is, Sean?
Oh yeah.
Does Sean know who Fuzzy Zeller is?
Come on. Now, yeah, Rose is out. He had a dominant -7 on the first day, and then it started looked like he was unraveling. He was +3 through the first nine, but then -3 on the back nine to get him back to -7. Can Justin Rose hold on for the rest of this weekend?
I mean, I don't think so. I just don't like, I don't know. It's probably spike. Cause he fucked me out of a first round leader bet. But like, I mean, look, it's the Masters, man. Anything can happen. You know what I mean? But I really don't think he's going to hold on to it. I mean, you got a lot of killers, behind him. Leishman is a killer. Spieth is kind of a killer. He's a killer here anyway.
Well, JT. now we gotta hit on Spieth. Of course we hate Spieth cause he's a Cowboys fan.
True.
But you put money on Spieth a while ago. You tried to kind of reverse jinx Jordan Spieth.
Don't talk about this. Stop. Just stop it. No, we're not.
Reverse jinx Jordan Spieth by saying he was going to completely lay an egg, but you got to be somewhat excited of what you saw the second day.
So I am, right? So the fact that this dude threw up a 7 on 9 or whatever the hell. Yeah.
He hit a tree and it went backward. I mean, he did something that regularly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, listen, I'm happy about it. It was funny. Me and Steve, we were talking about earlier, talking about who's still alive. And I left Spieth out. And he's like, you didn't even talk about Spieth. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I'm trying not to even speak about it.
Well, will you be hedging at all? I think you said you're sitting on a 50-1 anyway to find a way of hedging out of that. No,
there's no real way to hedge in golf. Like unless you go sell the ticket.
I'm just picturing Kaffer's at some sort of like Goodfellas, like the scene where he gives him the money and he's like, you got to go now. Like, it's that scene like a forced.
Well, I got to know what restaurant are you at, Kaffer?
So I'm at the Mexican restaurant down the street from my house. It's called Salsas. It's a chain down here.
Having a couple of margaritas.
I am having a couple of margaritas. You are 100% correct. The wife's at the house. Me and my boy Pete. me and my boy Pete were literally just talking about the Masters and slamming a couple of margaritas. And yeah, man, leave the wife and kids in the house. Get a little break.
So let's say you're like me and you wasted a lot of money betting on Brooks Koepka and betting on Bernard Langer to be the low senior, and he misses the goddamn cut. Bill, they beat him. Oh, so where am I? What am I doing for the weekend here?
So we're gonna want to look at matchups, right? Because that's where the edge is. I mean, so here's the deal, right? So folks aren't hanging bad numbers on guys that are really outside. Realistically, I mean, Rose is at 7. We got two guys at 6 under. I would say anybody, man, shit, man. I guess anybody 1 under is live. Hovland's kind of live. So here's the deal. Like, I already have tickets on so many of these guys. Like, if I didn't have any outrights, if I didn't have any outrights yet, like, I would look at Siwoo.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Siwoo. Well, let's talk about Siwoo Kim for a little bit. He would. I woke up Thursday morning. I'm like, oh my God, Siwoo Kim making a run. I had him also for first round leader. He gets to -4, gets it into the drink. Fuck this guy, whatever. It ends up not mattering because the -4 clearly wouldn't have even nowhere close to what Rose did the first day. But then he finishes up -1 the first day, and then the second day, make it a little run, going -3, bringing him to -4 in the mix, in contention, and an all-time D-gens only move. He smashes his putter, breaks it, and then he has the last couple of holes. He has to putt using a 3-wood.
And he almost birdied the first hole when he was putting, and I think it was a 5-wood. He was actually putting.
Oh, sorry.
But either way, right? Either way, like, dude, what a move! Like, you know, he didn't mean to break it. Like,
no,
he didn't Bo Jackson it. You know what I mean? So, like, he was probably like, "Fuck me, what did I just do?"
Yeah, he stomps it down, and it just snapped. Like, it wasn't like a, like Capper's saying, it wasn't like putting it over his knee and completely smashing it. He looked surprised that it broke, but hilarious there. Also worth noting, Matthew Wolf, which I don't know, would he have made the cut?
So you actually put that. I was like, I didn't think he was going to make the cut. And then I got distracted and forgot to finish looking.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where he was. He certainly wasn't in the mix. But he got DQ'd, and I'm on the Masters website. They won't show his score because it's DQ.
It's so stupid.
Because he logged an incorrect score.
This is why Pete, like, this is the ultimate, like, see, golf is fucking stupid. I agree with you, Capper.
Yeah, this is what I talked about last night. Like, with that answer thing, like, are you serious? Like, listen, if it's to the naked eye, like, listen, I got taught a hard lesson when I was gambling with my buddy. I had no idea I couldn't ground my club in the sand when I first started golfing.
Yeah.
Guess what? I got a stroke penalty. And guess what I've never done since? Grounded my club in the sand. I haven't knocked a little, like, bit of sand over, and all of a sudden it cost me 2 strokes. Dude, I mean, you know how much money that probably cost that dude? Like,
well, and golf, what's nice about golf is they don't have instant replay, right?
Who reported it? That's what I want.
Well, they're these losers at home who just like watch on their big screens, and people call in to rules committee. That's usually how these people find out.
That's the same lady who yells at me because I'm not crossing the street right with my daughter. Like, fuck that person.
Yeah, you're a grown man. You can cross the street however you want.
And Sean, by the way, shout out to the chat. We're live everywhere. I see a host of Three Dog Thursday, TJ Reeves, checking in over in on Twitter. He was throwing out Hovland. So yeah,
nice.
The Viking from the north. He doesn't look very Viking, I'll say that.
He looks high. That's what he looks like. Yeah. He just looks high all the time, which is fine. Like, listen, that helps me golf better. I know
whatever it takes. Now, yeah. Justin Thomas, he was another guy I was big on, gave him out as an outright winner. He's sitting at -4. Again, came in, not an amazing day the first day, kind of playing okay golf. But again, this course really was open for scoring opportunities in today particular. What do you think about Thomas closing it out? I mean, at -4, you look at who else is up there. He's certainly in the mix.
Oh yeah. Listen, me and Moonoff were actually talking about this prior to coming on here. Like, we're talking about some guys we wanted to get down on who weren't there yet. Like, listen, JT, you can find him anywhere between +450, +550, depending on what books you're looking at. That's a absolutely easy bet. Like, three strokes behind Rose. Like, and he should actually be -5. He missed a 3-foot putt on 18.
Brutal.
Like, oh gosh, so brutal. But listen, that's good. That gives us a better price. Like, you should jump on JT. Siwoo, it's tough. Like, so I already have the 12.50-1 ticket on him. I think he's like 5 to 5.50 places now. So it's half of me to double down on him. Like, I feel like I'm already going to get paid off enough if he actually miraculously pulls this off. You can disregard Champ. You can disregard. It makes me sad because I have him as my top lefty and my top bulldog, Harmon. Like, the golf guys keep calling him Little Lefty. How much do you think he fucking hates that nickname?
I thought short people enjoyed being called short, Capper.
No, absolutely, we do not, sir.
What about Colin Morikawa? Well, I know Kramer and I both have a piece of Morikawa at around 30-1.
The odds haven't changed. I'm seeing, basically.
Yeah, he's basically sitting at 30-1 once again. He's 5 strokes back. It does feel like Rose is gonna. I don't know. I don't see Rose.
It's not even about Rose, right? Yeah. So at this point in the tournament, you're looking at, all right, so. It's not even Rose, right? So how many guys do we have to jump, right? We got a couple guys. We got 4 guys tied at 2 under, and we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10 guys between him and Rose. So Maury has to be able to jump 10 guys.
Yeah.
And the last 2 days with Morikawa have been so frustrating because he should be at like -6, -7 at the minimum. But he is not putting the ball in the right spot. He's not making the right plays. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I already have him outright. I'm not going to bet him again. Like, if he hits, great. Like, I already have the number anyway at 33-1. But, like, that's not somebody who I'm looking to double down on.
Yeah. What about Zalatoris?
Real quick, Hovland is 66-1. If you really? Want, if you
yeah,
wanted to,
yeah, why
buy,
wouldn't you bet
buy another piece of that one? I know
a guy. Throw $25 on that, and Jesus, yeah, what is that? Like, I don't know. Fucking my math.
Well, a guy right you now. Like, John Rahm, he's 50-1 sitting there.
No, he's too far back.
Yeah,
no. Right. Yeah, and he's not looking particularly great. I felt good about my outright earlier. Like when he first came out on day one, after he said he hadn't picked up clubs in a couple of days, I was like, Christ, that information would have been nice prior to me laying a bet on him. But he looked good, but it's the same thing today. Like, I don't know, man. He just, but a top 10, top five, if you have a book that'll let you bet that still, like that looks good. Cause he always backdoes his way into a top 10, top five, cause there's no pressure with him on a Sunday when he's six shots back.
Now well, I see him plus 225 for the plus 10 or the top 10.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, that's not a bad
yeah,
price.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I would 100% get down on that. Whatever, you can text me where that's at. The I'm sure I'm not a sponsor.
The Bryson Koepka, you know, rivalry. We're robbed of it because Koepka completely whiffed and missed the cut. Bryson now sitting at one under. What do you think the ceiling is for Bryson here as he sits one under, six strokes back going into the weekend?
I mean, probably where he's in that top 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's probably gonna get cocky after today. I think he can go beat the course and he's going to make the same fucking mistake. I would say, first of all, you said Brooks Bryson rivalry. There's no rivalry there. Brooks has how many majors versus Bryson?
That's true.
Yeah. Fuck off. No, there's no rivalry there. Okay. Like I don't care if he eats HGH with his Cheerios. Like no. Brooks is the man. Bryson's the one trying to catch Brooks. It's not vice versa.
Well, we've kind of talked about some of the outright stuff.
I want to know who to fade.
Sure.
I want to know which guy at the top is just going to buckle.
Fade Champ.
Okay. Who else?
Fade.
Cause I'm looking at a couple guys that I've seen with my own eyes.
Harmon also seems to be playing out of his mind. To me, that doesn't seem sustainable.
That's the next one I was going to say. It kind of hurts me a little bit. Cause I have an outright on him too. It's a small one. I think I threw like $15 on him or something like that. Mm. But
who do you not have an outright on?
Colby would like betting on golf based on this. He gets to bet on everyone.
You can root for everyone.
No. But so he's a deal. So for my outrights who I have, who's actually live, Spieth, who I took months ago, Siwoo, who I take almost every tournament anyway.
We'll need a deep dive on that.
I got Morikawa, Connors. That's it, man.
All right.
Oh, and Spieth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Like, whatever, man. Like, I got like, I'm sitting in good position. It's not like I'm betting. I don't bet. Listen, you can't bet golf like you bet football. You can't be like, oh, I love this guy to win outright. Here's fucking $500. No, you don't bet like that.
Sean, tell that to Kramer.
Kramer had a
nice size bet on, who is his name?
Bernard Langer.
Yeah. We were out golfing whatever. And Kramer kept going, how's Bernard doing? Do you have an update on Bernard? Like, no, I'm not following Bernard Langer.
Yeah, he told me that last night, and I was like, "You did what?"
Hey, you know, some of us like to have fun.
Well, and we got our DFS contest going. Of course, listeners, we challenge them, and the winner of the DFS contest is going to win $500. Currently, the person in first place, Sal Dan Ad. 277 DraftKings points in second place,
Sean
stacking the money green. Now I am not eligible for the prize, but if I win, that means I don't have to pay out the prize. So it feels like I'm going to win and right and tied for third, just behind me, Boston Capper sitting at 266.50. Capper, you seem to be in a similar spot for me. DFS, we have five guys doing all pretty well. But then we, you know, you have Kuchar, who is kind of your anchor, and I have Homa, who is my anchor and missed the cut. But everyone else, Thomas, Morikawa, Hovland, Zalatoris, and Kim, all doing really well. It's just getting that six guys really clutch. I mean, that's what makes it so hard.
Yeah, it's like, listen, five or six is not making any money anywhere this week, period. Like, that's just how it's going to go.
Yeah, and the guy in first place does have all six going through.
You're in trouble.
We probably will have to pay this guy $500.
Listen, there's a guy behind him, HB Kiwi 10. He's 13 points behind.
But it's not Sean, so he doesn't.
And he's
care,
got 66.
Right? You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
How are you doing, Kramer? Pull your name up.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
I'm gonna put in find a rival in. Oh, 34th place.
All right.
Three guys made the cut. Three didn't. All right.
Listen, it wasn't my best
it's not
work.
Great.
I had Hama, Kuchar, and Brooks. I mean, I'm a
little. It's Homa. It's Homa.
Homa.
Like, why do you Homa? How hot is it?
I mean, you know, pot meat kettle. What's up, dude?
I know. I
am. All right. So what else do we have to talk about?
So notable cuts, not making it.
Bernard Langer.
he didn't make the notable one. Garcia at +4. Dustin Johnson. The obviously the winner in the Fall Masters couldn't even make the cut. That's got to be kind of embarrassing. Now what do you do for the next 2 days? You know DJ likes to party. It's gonna
hashtag
be. I can see him showing up for the Masters dinner. Kind of rough.
Wayne's gonna rough put him shape. In the boards.
Berger at +4. He didn't make it. Koepka obviously we hit
loser.
On. Westwood, who you know he's normally kind of in the mix, and then McIlroy. Again, just kind of unhinged, falling apart. Cantlay and Day at +8 and +9. Who's been the most disappointing for you, Capper?
Sorry, I had to unmute. I had to walk over and refill my drink, and I didn't want the background noise.
Appreciate
the most. Thanks, bud. The most disappointing for me is, I think Rom, man. Really, like he's made the cut, like whatever. But like that's a guy who. I really thought I was going to come out and be able to do something. And I love John Rahm. It was actually funny driving over here. I picked up my boy Pete and his son is my godson. And they were playing 2K1 and then they were watching Masters. And he kept saying, I don't like this John Rahm. And he sent me a video of it. And I was like, hey, you tell him your Uncle Chris loves John Rahm. And I went to pick him up and he was like, I don't like John Rahm, Uncle Chris. I was like, dude.
Capper, that's an alpha move right there. He's trying to take dominance from you.
Yeah. It's funny. He's already got a little scar like me right above my nose. Like,
oh, wow.
my little godson's my boy, man. I love Cameron.
Taking after you.
But yeah, Rob's the most disappointing, man. That's a dude who's supposed to be able to come out and compete at majors, and here's what he's going to do. He's going to do the same thing he does every time, pad the stats, and come in somehow backdoor top 10, top five, but not really be in contention. And I don't know, man. He just constantly disappoints me, I guess.
You know, can I answer the question?
Sure.
Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, Brooks, really.
All right, listen, if you're going to come
knee
out.
Injury, man. Come on.
Don't come out.
Don't come out with a hype video on how you're going to be dominating.
And don't come out with some silly fucking, like I'm going to squat down like this to read putts, make it about you, and then play shitty golf. I'm very disappointed you in Brooks right now. And
That's fine. I can back that, but you got the dude just had knee surgery from a dislocated kneecap. Not. Like, listen, we told you like that it was a risk, right? You're trying to win $1 million that you bet on Brooks.
You did tell me that. I'm still disappointed.
Yeah. Want to give a quick shout out to PicksWise.com. Every day, every sport, they're giving you tons of free picks. NBA, MLB, NHL. Even golf, hitting on the Masters. They got it all over at PicksWise.com. Tons of betting news, action, PicksWise.com. And of course, check us out on Better Than Vegas. That's right. It's like YouTube, but for sports gambling. Every day we're giving out free picks over on our profile. Make sure you subscribe to our profile. Give us a follow. You can get our profile over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Subscribe so you never miss a pick. We got some EPL picks up now. Masters, of course, NBA. Every day giving out tons of picks over on betterthan.vegas. And again, subscribe to our page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. All right, Kramer, maybe we close things out with some picks we like going forward for the rest of the Masters.
Well, I know we didn't talk about doing this, but I also prepared something special, Sean.
Sure.
Rapid fire DFS lineup for the weekend because mine was so shitty.
Okay.
Morikawa, Tony Finau, Siwoo Kim, Bubba Watson, Xander Schauffele, and Leishman.
Okay.
So Leishman is actually somebody
7,200.
So Leishman is somebody who I wouldn't mind actually going to throw some money at.
Now Yeah. Go what Leishman is? What is
Jesus Christ? Leishman.
Leishman. 18-1.
I'm seeing 20-1, but yeah, all right.
20-1. I'm seeing +120 top 10 +2.
No, this outright 70. Like go outright on
18-1. Like, we're seeing 18-20-1.
Yeah, you can make a, so like this is somebody who like I was thinking about making like a football bet on, right? Just because he's got the pedigree, but like I also have a blind spot for this dude because he was really bad for a while and I got on him as he was starting to get good before everybody else was on him. So I like he made me a nice chunk of money earlier this season. But like, dude, his form looks good. He's got a good course history here. If the weather turns, if the winds kick up, it's supposed to rain overnight, it gets a little soft. And if it gets windy on Saturday and Sunday, that's a dude who can win here. He's only two shots behind. I like Leishman for an outright. I love him in DFS. Are we going to do the thing we talked about? Are we going to do the snake draft thing or not?
No.
Okay.
But who are some guys you like in DFS? Cause I'll put together a quick lineup here.
All right, hang on. Let me do the same.
I'll throw this out, and you can weigh in and tell me what you think.
You can copy
Siwoo Kim, of course, because I was. I mean, a lot of these guys, I'm just going to keep running back. Siwoo Kim, Justin Thomas, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, Bubba Watson, and then
the nostalgic Bubba Watson pick. I almost threw Phil in there.
Weisberger is my cheap guy.
No.
who's a cheap DFS guy I should throw in there?
Well, you just told me not to fucking look because you were gonna do it. Now
Leishman,
man,
Leishman, no 7,200.
Leishman,
so
yeah,
Leishman, yeah, dude. Listen, I'm not a fan of Bubba. And
I'll take Bubba out.
Weisberger literally just shot the round of his life at six under. That's somebody who, if you want to tag it in a matchup tomorrow,
yeah, fade like him.
It's target.
All right, so I got rid of Bubba Watson. I put Leishman in. $7,200 spot. Do I go Shane Lowry, Ryan Palmer, or Gary Woodland, Matt Jones?
Let's do it for the countryman. Let's go Lowry.
There you go.
Lowry. All right.
Drink some whiskey. Bet on Lowry.
Do you have any other DFS plays for the final weekend here?
I mean, I literally just told you. I haven't even looked at pricing.
No, you're useless, Capper.
What do you mean I'm useless? We're talking about betting. They're like, I didn't know we were going to do
DFS thing. It's all right. We're flying by the seat of our pants. We're flying. Now, let me ask you. Last one.
Let me look. Hang on.
Tony Finau, top five +180. Is he getting there?
I mean, I feel like the juice ain't worth the squeeze on that, man. It's too late. +180. That's not worth it.
Plus, Sean and I do have him to win the PGA Championship later in the summer.
Don't want
to
waste
40-1, so we don't want the win.
You don't want to waste that. Like I wasted my speed ticket, like you did the week before at the fucking Valero. So all right, so for the weekend, oh my god, dude.
The price. I will say, I mean, I was shocked at how easily I fitted a lineup together that felt pretty good.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty.
You're looking at like what 7,200 and below.
Yeah, that was my Shane Lowry. Yes. But well,
Leishman at 73.
I feel good with my adjusted lineup with no Bubba Watson in there.
I think Wallace is still okay. He kind of got it. Where's Hatton at? Hatton got screwed on the same hole 2 days in a row. He just hit in the goddamn bushes and took a double on each. Like he should be way higher, but I don't know if he's going to have one.
All right, Kramer. Let's close things out. Who is bringing it home? Who is taking home the green jacket?
I'm holding Pat Morikawa. Let's go.
Morikawa.
Let's fucking go. And I just found some fun matchup props. If you do want to play, you can fade Jordan Spieth with Justin Thomas at +110.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that's that.
Wait for tomorrow.
For the rest of the weekend.
Best finishing position.
No, I'm all in on that. Give me Justin Thomas over Jordan Spieth. I'll make that my lock for who's going to bring it home. I'm going to say Justin Thomas gets it done, closes it out strong. Here's my pick coming in. I'm not going to change horses midstream.
Don't.
Capper, who are you? Who's your pick now that two rounds are in the book?
I'm actually going to take Leishman. Leishman's going to bring it home.
Wow.
Oh
Leishman.
Leishman's going to bring it home. I have no bets on him.
That's why.
Let's go.
I like it.
That's how you know there's not a jinx on him. From there's the no heart. Mush action. All right, that'll do it. guys.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Make sure to check out Boston Capper on Twitter at Boston Capper, Boston _ Capper. Make sure you subscribe to the Golf Gambling Podcast. Hop in the Slack channel specifically for the golf action. It is it's going just super hard, Rod.
I mean, I you know, we were playing golf today, so I wasn't keeping up, and I won today. When I showed up, we didn't really keep score.
You don't keep score.
We didn't really keep score.
Oh, I mean, I keep score.
Time
I don't
know. Out.
We kept score. I don't know what I shot. It was probably over 100. So our Kramer won.
Our scores, none of our scores were very good, but I was hitting the ball far, just not in the right direction, Capper. So it felt good for a second until I saw where it was going. And then it was incredibly frustrating. All right.
Do you guys gamble against each other when you guys go play against each other?
Yeah. It's, you know, when you, all right, Capper.
What is it? I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you a question.
No, usually not. We'll do the. I like doing the three putt game. That's usually pretty fun. Have you done that one? Everyone throws in money, and then if you three putt, it goes to the next person. It's good.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's good because it doesn't. You don't need to have a handicap or whatever. I mean, there's a skill to putting.
Yeah,
but it's a good equalizer too.
Wait, so you guys don't do like anything? You guys don't do like. When I go out and play with my buddies, like whatever, it's like $10 a stroke or like whatever, depending on who I'm playing with. And then like we could do match play, like we'll roll over, we'll do match play plus strokes. Like you guys don't do any of that?
When I'm playing with Dick Olson, that's everything's on the table. But yeah, I don't know. It's more of just a nice walk through the countryside, Capper.
Just an excuse for Ryan. I'm trying to get outside.
I want to let you know I am so disappointed in that.
I can't wait to gamble against you, Capper.
Oh, let's that. Next SGP convention. It's all going down.
It's happening.
All right. Make sure to check out Capper, Twitter, Golf Gambling Podcast, and check us out in Slack for the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, Stack of the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Let's go, Morikawa.
Kramer, let it ride.